Today brought a second day of public mourning for Beau Biden, eldest son of Vice President Joe Biden. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Starting us off from WHYY's Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann has more on the viewing for the state's former attorney general.
Hundreds of Delawareans waited in line along the streets of Wilmington's Little Italy neighborhood, waiting for their chance to get inside St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Naya Allen wanted to say her farewell in person.
I just felt that was part of my, it was my duty to, in some way, show my love and respect for him.
Biden's flag-draped coffin was brought into the church around 12:30. Vice President Biden and the rest of the family entered through a side door about half an hour later. Ann Smajelski's house sits directly across the street from the church. She sat with friends and watched the procession of mourners.
You know, he was just a all-around good guy for the state. We felt really bad for his, you know, father, his family, wife, children, and all the entire family.
Deanna Slavinsky was one of many who did not know Biden personally, but came to show respect to what he's done for the state.
It was amazing how many people came out to show their respects. It was amazing. It's a shame.
Carol Lee Benoit does know the Biden family and was brought to tears thinking about what the family has been through.
I have a great respect for the Biden family. They're just so close and intimate with me and my family. And I love them dearly, so I'm out here to pay my respects.
Biden's funeral will be held tomorrow. President Obama will deliver a eulogy. From the Delaware desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.